What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like your brain is buzzing with notifications, emails, and to-do lists that just won't quit? We live in a world where always on is the default setting, and honestly, it can be exhausting. But guess what? You deserve a break. You deserve a space where you can truly unwind, recharge, and find your inner zen. And the best part? You don't need a fancy spa or a week-long retreat to create that oasis of calm. I'm talking about crafting a sanctuary right in your own home. Today, we're diving deep into the art of building a home sanctuary for relaxation, a place where you can shed the stress of the day and simply be. It's all about intentionality and creating an environment that nourishes your soul. So let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways to transform your space into a haven of peace. 1. Declutter your mind and your space. Ever notice how clutter can make you feel overwhelmed? It's like the physical manifestation of mental chaos. Creating a sanctuary starts with decluttering both in your home and your mind. Take some time to tidy up, donate or sell things you don't use, and create a sense of order. And remember, decluttering your mind isn't just about clearing out physical stuff. It's also about letting go of negative thoughts, worries, and anxieties. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or journaling, whatever helps you clear the mental clutter. 2. Sensory delights. Engage your senses. Think about what brings you joy and peace. Maybe it's the scent of lavender, the feeling of soft cotton sheets, or the sound of gentle rain. Design your sanctuary around these sensory experiences. Light candles with calming scents like vanilla or chamomile, invest in plush blankets and pillows, play soothing music, or diffuse essential oils. 3. Embrace natural elements. There's something truly grounding about nature. Bring the outdoors inside by incorporating plants, natural light, and earthy tones into your sanctuary. Plants purify the air, add a touch of greenery, and create a sense of life and vibrancy. Open those curtains and let in the sunlight, it's a natural mood booster. 4. Create a ritual. Rituals are powerful tools for creating intention and grounding ourselves. Develop a simple routine that signals to your mind that it's time to relax. It could be lighting a candle, sipping a cup of herbal tea, taking a warm bath, or reading a few pages of a good book. These rituals help create a sense of calm and anticipation, signaling to your body and mind that it's time to unwind. 5. Digital detox zone. Let's face it, our devices can be major distractions. Designate your sanctuary as a tech-free zone, or at least limit screen time during those sacred moments. Put away your phone, turn off notifications, and allow yourself to truly disconnect. Think about that feeling after a long, stressful day when you just want to sink into the couch with a good book and forget about everything else. That's what we're aiming for. Now imagine having that feeling whenever you step into a specific room in your home. That's the power of a true sanctuary. For instance, picture this. You walk into your bedroom after a long day. The lights are soft, maybe even flickering from a Himalayan salt lamp. The area is filled with the scent of lavender and vanilla from a diffuser. Your bed is perfectly made, fluffy pillows beckoning you to sink in. A calming playlist is playing softly in the background. You take a deep breath, letting go of all the tension and stress. It's your haven, your escape, a place where you can truly be yourself. That's the magic we're talking about. Remember, creating a home sanctuary isn't about perfection, it's about intentionality. Take these 5 key takeaways and sprinkle them into your space, one by one. Make small changes gradually until you feel that sense of calm and peace wash over you. Listen, I believe in you. You deserve a space where you can recharge, refocus, and reconnect with yourself. Take action today, start creating your haven, and let's make those stress-filled days a thing of the past. Don't forget to share your sanctuary stories with me, tag #followedpodcast on social media, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.